This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Luther College in Decorah, Iowa is taking on a bold initiative. It wants to be carbon neutral by 2030. That's no easy task. It will be taking on different projects and change the way it does things in order to get there. That includes constructing a solar energy field. Jim Martin Schramm is a professor of religion at Luther College who specializes in environmental ethics. He's also been coordinating the college's sustainability program. He recently talked with WPR's Steve Roysom. Martin Schramm starts out by talking about carbon neutrality.
Carbon neutrality or climate neutrality is the notion of having net zero greenhouse gas emissions. All of us, just because of the pervasive nature of fossil fuel in our society, whether we heat our homes or power our computers, are invariably doing so by utilizing electricity that was principally produced by burning fossil fuels in the United States. There are other things that release greenhouse gases, like methane, for example, into the atmosphere, our use of land, the way we manage land. And so whether it's our home or whether it's our place of work, there are currently greenhouse gas emissions associated with them. So Luther has been trying to be a good environmental steward for a long time. We just celebrated our sesquicentennial, 150 years. In January of 2007, President Torgerson accepted an invitation to become a charter signatory of something called the American College and University President's Climate Commitment. And there were two main obligations that were part of that commitment. One was to make sustainability a part of every student's learning experience. And the other was, at some point in the future, to achieve what those folks call climate neutrality. And what they mean by that is sort of net zero greenhouse gas emissions. So the way you do that is by becoming as efficient as you can, by using renewable energy sources instead of fossil energy sources, and then if and when it's necessary to purchase carbon offsets or greenhouse gas offsets to avoid the emissions that you otherwise can't reduce.
Was that a big commitment on behalf of the college? I take it this is a rather complex undertaking.
Well, there are about 700 colleges and universities in the United States whose presidents have made this commitment. Shortly after President Torgerson made the commitment, it just happened that Luther College was ready to begin a new round of strategic planning. And so there were three task forces at the college devoted to that task. One of those task forces dealt with issues related to sustainability. And so President Torgerson asked that task force to take the commitments he had made and to translate them into a five-year strategic plan. And so one of the goals that came out of that strategic planning process was to cut Luther's carbon footprint in half. And the Regents adopted the strategic plan in 2008, and we are well on our way to implementing it.
And you have a fairly detailed plan, 50% by the year 2015, 70% by 2020, and carbon neutrality by 2030. What needs to be done to get to your goal of 50% by 2015?
Well, we've made great strides thus far. Back in 2004, Luther invested about $1.5 million in various energy efficiency projects on our campus. That reduced our electricity consumption by about 23%, our heating fuel consumption by about 16%, and our overall carbon footprint by about 15%. Since then, we've taken some other steps with regard to energy efficiency, and at this point, we're at about 20%, maybe 22% reduction from our peak emissions in 2003-2004. Last fall, after 7 years of working on the project, we were finally able to erect a 1.6 megawatt wind turbine near our campus. And we expect that turbine to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by about another 15%. Finally, we are also in the process of working with our utility partner, Alliant Energy, we've contracted with them for what's called a building retro commissioning study. And we hope that that study of our 17 largest buildings is going to help us identify a series of other energy efficiency investments that we can make to help us reach that 50% reduction goal. So at 22% with what we've done thus far, with the turbine at 15, that gets us to 37. So we're looking for another 13% over the course of the next 2 or 3 years. And we're confident just on energy efficiency alone that we should be able to achieve that goal.
How do you know, how do you pick the years with the benchmarks? We're talking about what happens before 2015, and then more goals to get you to 70% by 2020, and then carbon neutrality by 2030.
Yep.
How do you go about planning in the future like that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And frankly, when the American College and University Presidents folks asked us to give them a date by which we wanted to be carbon neutral, we were very apprehensive because we don't want to put our name next to anything that is just pie in the sky. We want to have a good plan in place for how we can achieve these things. And so when our regents approved these targets of 2015, 50% by 2015, 70% by 2020, 100% by 2030, there is a proviso there, assuming that it's workable and cost-effective. But based on our experience thus far, I mean, if we're able to reduce our emissions 50% in 10 years, we think it will be possible to achieve carbon, to hit that next 50% over the course of 18 years. And so we have ideas for how we're going to achieve that, and we wanted to hold ourselves to an aggressive goal. When this first came about, President Torgerson asked me to look at this president's climate commitment, and I looked over the materials and I said, well, President Torgerson, this is 100% climate neutrality. I'd been trying to get Luther College to join the Chicago Climate Exchange, which would have required us to reduce our emissions 6% over the course of 4 years. And I said, so you understand, President Torgerson, that this is 100% reduction, not 6%. And there was a pause on the telephone, and President Torgerson said, yeah, I get it. I like big goals, big ideas. And I think, to his credit, that's why we are where we are today. We took a big goal on 50% cut, and I think it's well within reach. Hitting zero by 2030 is definitely a big goal, but we really believe that we can achieve it, and we are going to do it with integrity. The primary way we are going to reduce our emissions is through investments in energy efficiency and renewable energy. At the most, only 25% of our emissions will be achieved by purchasing greenhouse gas offsets. So we are committed to doing this in a way that we can look people in the eye and say, we have definitely reduced the emissions at Luther College.
You are listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. I'm Steve Rysom. Our guest today is Jim Martin Schramm. He is professor of religion at Luther College. He's also one of the project leaders regarding the Luther College's efforts to become carbon neutral by 2030. And you talked about it being a big goal. Is it one that's an affordable goal? And mm-hmm. When along the process are you going to start seeing maybe some savings?
Yeah, thanks. That's a great question. When we invested $1.5 million in energy efficiency in 2004, we reduced our energy consumption by about $250,000 a year. Now, we had to borrow the $1.5 million, but we've paid that back. And now that $250,000 is being used to refurbish, in part, two of the largest dormitories on our campus. So our investments in energy efficiency are being made for good environmental reasons, but they were primarily made for good financial reasons. The third fastest growing part of the Luther College budget after financial aid and health costs is our energy costs. And so we we've made these investments for good financial reasons as well as good environmental reasons. When we invested in our wind turbine, because we were able to tap various sources of funding, we've gotten that payback down to 10 years. So we'll pay back the about $1 million Luther has invested in it over the course of the first 10 years, and over the next 10 years, the turbine is projected to produce or to offset electricity purchases to the tune of $3.7 million. That's real money. That's money that otherwise our students would have to be paying. Similarly, on the new solar photovoltaic system that's in the process of being installed right now, we've done the math, and over 25 years, it's clear to us that we come out ahead by producing electricity with the sun rather than purchasing it from the grid.
Talk a little bit about that, the solar energy field. When is it planned to be up, and how big of a difference will it make?
Yeah, it's a 280-kilowatt facility. It consists of 1,250-225-watt solar photovoltaic panels. The panels were produced by Solar World USA in Florida. The panels are being installed about a half a mile away from Baker Village, which is an all-electric student housing facility that uses geothermal energy for heating and cooling. Since it's an all-electric facility, we can take all of the production from the solar array and use it to power Baker Village. Luther is going to lease this equipment from a local company, Decora Solar Field LLC, which is owned by a local investor. That helps us in terms of grappling with, you know, the high capital costs associated with a facility of this size. It's our understanding that this 280-kilowatt array will be the largest solar photovoltaic array in the state of Iowa, at least up to this point. And since the energy will be utilized at Baker Village, which houses about 112 of our senior students in four townhouses, this facility should become, we think, the largest net zero emissions facility in the state of Iowa as well. That's really exciting for us. We're really looking forward to this fall. The system is being installed right now. We expect it to be commissioned probably in August. And so by the time our students arrive, the electricity they will be consuming, at least during the day, will be coming from the sun. And because of Iowa's net metering law, we can bank our surplus production and draw on that financial credit when the sun sets, and it's 2 in the morning, and we'll just draw electricity from the grid, because during the day we've been pouring our excess electricity into the grid. It's a great thing.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Steve Reisom. Our guest today is Jim Martin Schramm. He is professor of religion. He is also one of the project leaders at the Luther College's efforts to become carbon neutral. And just for a note, if you're traveling, it is located in Decorah, Iowa. Does a goal towards carbon neutrality, does it make Luther College look good to the eyes of students, maybe getting grants for projects and such? Does it? I know that's not necessarily your motivation, but does it help make you folks look even better?
Well, it is the case that Luther recently was awarded the Second Nature Climate Leadership Award. We're one of 8 colleges and universities in the United States to get a straight A on the green report card. We've gotten some notoriety and visibility for our efforts. Some folks seem to think that we are leaders on this score, and that's great. I mean, we'll take those accolades, but those, of course, are not the primary motivation. The primary motivations are good stewardship, both good financial stewardship of the college's resources and good environmental stewardship. Luther wants to be a model for society rather than a mirror of it. And so we've been here 150 years. We expect here to be here another 150 years and longer. And so to make commitments that cross the better part of 2 decades, to look at paybacks on systems that might take a decade or two, that's fine, because we've been here 150 years and we're in it for the long run. And given what we face in our society today with the prospects of climate change, we need to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. Luther's not going to solve the problems of the world by itself, but we're going to try to do our part and try to demonstrate to our students and to the broader public that it's possible to do these things and to do so in a cost-effective way and with integrity.
Martin Schramm is a professor of religion at Luther College who specializes in environmental ethics. He's also been coordinating the college's sustainability programs. He talked about the college's goal of being carbon neutral by 2030. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Gunderson Lutheran has a goal of being energy independent within a couple years. That means the health system will eventually produce its own energy. I recently talked with Gunderson Lutheran's sustainability coordinator, Tom Thompson, to get a refresher on the different projects that the health system has completed and an update on future projects. Thompson starts out by talking about when they aim to be energy independent.
Well, we're saying by 2014, so that would put it right up against December 2013. However, you know, this is a dynamic process, so it'll be about that time frame. We're still working really hard on trying to identify kind of the last piece to make that work.
So let's talk about some of the pieces that have been put in place so far. Maybe just talk about the wind projects first. The Lewiston Wind Farm, that is up and running, is that correct?
That is up and running, and as well as our Cashton Wind Farm that we're partnering with Organic Valley on.
And can you talk about why you decided to focus on those projects and, you know, with Cashton, why are you partnering with Organic Valley?
To get to a crazy goal of being energy independent, which means owning our own renewable energy, offsetting everything that we consume in the entire system, it's going to require a lot of different opportunities and a dynamic and a very diverse energy portfolio. So wind is, you know, a fairly popular renewable energy source. And those projects they're fairly complex. We actually have a team of engineers that work directly on that. I work with them frequently, but it really is their work to put these into place. And so they identified through wind profiling some locations that would work really well, and then actually went out and kind of looked in the community, and some people came to us asking if, you know, we would be interested in partnering, and one of those partnerships is with Organic Valley, and so it's been a terrific partnership and a really good experience for us and hopefully for them.
You teamed up with the county to take the methane from the landfill, and then that will power the Gunderson Lutheran on Alaska campus. How has it been working so far?
Really well. The landfill gas project is a terrific community partnership. It is a win-win. The methane was basically just being flared and wasted per all the regulations that they have to follow. But we're capturing something that was a waste that is a renewable source. And we are actually now energy independent on the Onalaska campus. So that means we're producing more energy on site than we consume.
Then do you sell that back to the power companies, or how does that work?
Yes, on the electrical end, you can't really put the electrons right into your exact location. So what you do is you meter that, and the electrons go to the grid. And quite honestly, once they hit the grid, nobody knows where those are coming from anyway. And so we keep track of what we input and then keep track of what we consume. And what you want to do is produce more than you consume.
So what is the biomass boiler?
The biomass boiler is going to actually be on site in our La Crosse campus. And what we're doing is we're putting in a very high efficiency, extremely low emissions biomass boiler, and we're working actually right now with the Wisconsin DNR and with some fuel sources to get very clean, sustainably harvested wood waste. It's not clear cutting of forests. It is sawdust. It is wood chips that are very clean, and that they've been the lumber has been harvested sustainably, and we'll take the waste products from that, which is just pure wood chips, and burn that in a biomass boiler. We actually have a two-stage cleaning system on the stack, so virtually all that goes out the stack will be water vapor. So it is a very, very clean source for us. And one of the nice things about this is all the wood is sourced locally. We're using all local vendors. Two of the things that we do have in abundance in the Wisconsin-Minnesota area is and renewable end is we do have renewable wood resources through sustainable forestry, and we also have a lot of water resources. So, you know, those are things that we have very close, and, of course, the wind. So those are the things that we've kind of tapped into locally along with the landfill.
And you partnered up with City Brewery in recent years as well.
We did, and that's moving along. And, of course, that's only a couple blocks from our main campus. None of the power goes directly into our hospital or our clinic. But, again, it the power that's generated goes to the grid, and we keep track of what's produced and what's consumed, and so it is an offset situation. But we believe strongly in having local partnerships because that's, you know, that's how we enhance our own community.
And can you talk about other projects that Gunderson Lutheran has taken on in regards to creating its own energy?
Well, currently, one of our largest parking lots just south and west of the main hospital campus has several drilling rigs parked out there, and they're drilling a geothermal well field. And so we will partially power our new hospital with geothermal energy. And it's an ideal location because it's literally right across the street from our power plant. And again, another very clean, locally sourced, it's on our own property, renewable energy. So that's in the works right now as well. So we're pretty busy. Our engineering team is, and it's a team of folks, is working really, really hard to meet our goals.
And you even have more projects planned in the future, like a dairy gas site. I don't know if you want to elaborate on that, and then some other ideas that you have to reach your goal.
We do. The dairy gas site is down a little closer to Madison, and that's in the works right now. All of these energy projects are quite complex, and so we're working with partners again to get through all of the details and to get that up and running. But it looks very promising, and we're excited, and it's another local community partnership. And that part of the partnership there will be with Dane County.
So there are a lot of little pieces that need to come together in order for Gunderson Lutheran to be energy independent.
Oh, there are a lot of big pieces.
Yeah. I guess I should have said big, yeah.
Pieces.
that all come together.
Yeah, it is. And it's very, you know, it's very exciting time to be here and to be working on all of these things. I'm mostly on the edge of the renewable energy projects, but we are seen literally as a leader in the nation in healthcare sustainability and specifically in renewable energy in healthcare. And one of our leaders was just on a national sharing call yesterday, in fact, to kind of help out some other health systems, including Kaiser Permanente and some other quite large systems, understand how we're getting there and kind of help them along the path. So hopefully our impact will be enhanced locally through our community partnerships and through the money we save the system here in La Crosse. across, but we're also thinking, you know, more globally and nationally by sharing this and helping others do this as well.
So when other healthcare providers come to you and are looking towards what Gundersen Lutheran is doing in regards to energy independence, do you think it's realistic for hospitals around the country to take on goals that you all have taken on?
Well, what we encourage, quite honestly, and we haven't talked about this in this conversation yet, is we all start with energy conservation. We want to reduce what we consume. So you go after the low-hanging fruit, or quite honestly, some of the fruit that's rotting on the ground. You take care of those things, some of the low-cost, no-cost opportunities, and really tighten up what your consumption is and conserve everywhere that you can. And then if you have an appetite for some, you know, bigger, crazier goals, then you can go after some of the renewable opportunities. And there are many health systems that are actually kind of following our lead, not quite as aggressively, but they're definitely working on the conservation and then going after some renewable projects. And in fact, we've developed a program where we will do energy checkups for other health systems, other hospitals, other clinics, and for a minimal fee, we will go in, our energy experts will go in and do an audit and help them identify the conservation opportunities. So, you know, we really are trying to share the wealth here of knowledge and help others do this as well.
Many people say that sustainability comes down to smart economics. To Gundersen Lutheran, is this all about cost savings in the end, or does it go beyond that?
Oh, it's what we call two-sided green. We believe it is absolutely our responsibility to do the right thing for the environment. But we also have an economic responsibility to the organization, to our patients, to our staff, to the community. And so we look for opportunities. We do very intensive feasibility studies. We look at all of the opportunities, and we believe that you can do the right thing for the environment and you can save money at the same time. So we don't compromise on either of those. We go after both of them very hard.
With the projects that you do have in place, have you already seen cost savings? And how have those been passed on to maybe patients at the hospital?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've seen cost savings. Just for a really quick, easy example, our energy conservation work that we completed about 3 years ago now, and we achieved a 25% reduction in our energy. And that's not just the hospital. That's not just the La Crosse campus. That is our entire health system. In a year and a half, that paid back. So the investment that we made paid itself back in a year and a half, and we have seen on our energy bills, you know, which is, that's pretty hard to dispute. It's black and white, a reduction in our utility bills. And so what that does is that, you know, goes back into the entire pot of money that we have for the organization for operations. And that is money that is definitely seen as a savings for individuals. And of course, you know, that ends up being a savings for the patients.
Tom Thompson is Gundersen Lutheran's sustainability coordinator. He talked about the health system's goal of being energy independent by 2014. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse.